You're walking down the beach. You see a shiny bottle sticking out of the sand. Would you leave it buried? Well, stop and pick it up. Have a little look at it. Well, Tonya Illman chose the latter, discovering the oldest known message in a bottle at a West Australian beach. She joins me now along with Kim Illman and Ross Anderson, who's the Assistant Curator of Maritime Archaeology at the West Australian Museum. Welcome to all of you. First to you, Tonya. The message has been out of human hands for nearly, wait everyone, 132 years. I was staggered by this. Tell me what you saw on the beach that made you pick it up.
I saw a tremendous amount of rubbish all through the sand dunes at Wedge Island, which is the most pristine place in the world. And my immediate reaction was, I need to take some rubbish home. And at my feet, I bent down and picked it up.
So you thought it was rubbish?
I did. Well, there was a lot of rubbish around me on the beach, a lot of broken bottles, a lot of empty beer bottles. And so I was so disappointed. I just wanted to take a little bit of stuff home. And I was on foot, so I thought I'll just grab a couple of things, throw them in the back of the car and do a little bit of cleaning up.
Let's backtrack a minute or something to the beach itself. Where is this beach?
It's about, I think, 160 k's north of Perth, and it's a pristine piece of beach. It was quite isolated until about 7 or 8 years ago. You could only get through with a four-wheel drive, and then a road opened up, and it did open it up to the public. And obviously a lot of people had been camping out there over the years, which is now banned. But in the meantime, a lot of rubbish is built up out there.
So you pick up this bottle thinking it's rubbish. When did you realise that this wasn't just rubbish, this was something else?
Well, once I looked at the bottle, I thought, oh, it's quite beautiful. I don't even have to throw that out, so I'll keep that and put it in my bookshelf. But I didn't take much notice of it because at that point my son was bogged and I needed to go up and help him get his car out. So I walked up to where they were and handed the bottle to my son's girlfriend, and she discovered the actual scroll inside the bottle.
Wow. What did she say?
Well, she put her eye over the opening and said, oh, it looks like it's got a cigarette in it. And then she said, oh, maybe it's a cigar. And she just tipped it out, and I saw her tip it out into her hand, and a little bit of sand came out and the scroll. And then she handed it straight to me and said, look, it's a scroll. And we tried to open a corner of it, but it was quite damp. We actually tried to open it. It was tied up with a bit of string, so we just tried to flick it down at the bottom of it and open it, and a little bit of the paper tore off. So we decided that we'd dry it out before we opened it.
And Kim, if I can bring you in here, you helped translate part of the message. It was actually in German. What did it say?
I speak basic German, so I thought, well, I've got the general gist of it. Would the finder of this please return it to the nearest German consul or contact Deutsches Seewart in Hamburg? That's the organisation that threw the bottle and the notes overboard. They were tracking ocean currents. So we realised that it was old because it had this date field of 12th of June, 18-something. We couldn't quite make out that it was 86, but we knew it was 18. And so I jumped on the internet. For 3 days, I was doing just solid research and photography of this thing. And I realised that it was part of this experiment and tried to contact that organisation, but they changed names a number of times. And, I spoke to a number of people about the bottle itself, and some people said, yes, look, it's in keeping with the era, and others said, no, it's early 1900s. And so we ended up contacting both the WA Museum and the National Maritime Museum and told them about the find, sent them photos. Also, the German Hydrographic and Maritime Agency, we sent them photos as well. And I think initially most people that we spoke to thought, oh, it can't possibly be real, but turns out it is real, very real.
So, Ross, you were brought in for extra assistance. To remind people of who you are, you're Ross Anderson. You're an assistant curator of the Maritime Archaeology at the WA Museum. You're brought in. Did you go and meet them, have a look at it? What did you make of it?
Well, we asked them if they could bring the find in. I mean, Kim and Tonya sent us the images, so it kind of looked like it could be authentic. And so it was just, it's always good to have a closer look, and we wanted our textile and paper conservators to also have a look at it and make an assessment and see, you know, if there was any you know, special treatment that was required, because once things are removed from their buried environment or the environment they've been stable in for a number of years and removed from it, they can break down very quickly. So we're obviously, if it was authentic, we still hadn't kind of confirmed that yet, but if it was, then we had to treat it that way. Yeah, so they brought the object in and we basically had a look at them and continued with some research with the German authorities and some other Dutch archaeological colleagues of ours to more precisely date the bottle itself and make sure, you know, so that all added up, that the materials were of the time, I guess, and there was a lot of information on the message itself, so we were able to eventually get in touch through the German Weather Service, which is the equivalent of our Bureau of Meteorology, and they actually had this the original meteorological journal of the Paola, which we were able to corroborate the find with as well, even exactly the same handwriting on the message as with the ship's journal that's now in the archives in Germany. So quite incredible to be able to corroborate something to that level.
I've got to ask the most stupid question, but I just need to. How did the paper, the scroll, not get wet in that many years? How was it in such good condition?
Well, it was, I think, the big question, it's actually a really good question, and it's the one that had everyone scratching their heads, is how does that survive? Because it's historic paper does not survive well in that kind of beach littoral environment. So the only explanation, and it's possible, is that it did have a cork when it washed up, so it wasn't washing around in the ocean for 130 years. There was no marine growth on the bottle. It's probably washed up within, you know, six or 12 months of being jettisoned from the ship in 1886 and been deposited at a sort of a storm surge level on the beach where it's out of, you know, reach of the water most of the time, and probably been buried for most of its life or periodically exposed and buried where the cork's kind of dried out. There must have been a cork or a closure for it to float to get to that position, but when the corks dry out, they shrink to, you know, almost a quarter or a fifth of their original size, and then that's dropped out somewhere along the way. But the paper, because it was so tightly rolled up and there was perhaps some sand in the bottle and it was a bit damp, which is actually good for preserving organics like leather and bone and paper, that's really what's made it survive. It's been in its own little display case, if you like, in that bottle that's created that buffered microenvironment for it to survive so long in.
So, Ross, how significant is it in terms of history? I mean, is it the oldest message in a bottle?
Yeah, we certainly believe it is, and the next most, the oldest bottle, I think, is 108 years, so it eclipses that one. As a rare object, as an example of maritime history, and also it's it was part of this German, as Kim mentioned, this kind of meteorological or oceanographic experiment that lasted from 1864 to 1933. They've had, it was a pre-printed message slip, so there were another about 662 of those have been returned to the Germans, but not this one. This is number 663. So, and it's the only example of such a find or such a one of those messages that's been found originally, you know, in its original form, rolled up and in that type of bottle. So it is an exceptional and fortuitous find.
Finally, to you, Tonya, you've loaned the bottle to the WA Museum to display it for the next 2 years. What will you do with the message and the bottle when you get it back? Do you get it back?
Well, I guess we can have it back at any time we want to, but no, I think it's such a beautiful piece and such a wonderful story that I think, importantly, we'll leave it on display for the rest of Australia to see and possibly the rest of the world at some point.
I hope so. I look forward to seeing it. I want to thank the three of you for talking to me. It's such an amazing find. And on a WA beach. Who would have thunk it? Thank you so much.
Thank you.